Producer Steve here for the Regular Joe Show. Self-defense is a lot more than just open or conceal carry. Join my friends at ArmorUpfitters.com and use code REGULARJOE to get your 10% discount today. Please visit ArmorUpfitters.com and use code REGULARJOE to get your 10% discount today. Founded by U.S. Marine combat veteran Billy Gibbons, based in Belleville, Texas, Armor Upfitter manufactures bulletproof shields, curtains, and other ballistic protections to keep you and your loved ones safe should you find yourself in an active shooter situation. Some of their products: the Superhero, the super light wall art in the style of Captain America, that level 3 protection made in America. Only making 100. After they're gone, they're gone. The bullet and blast resist curtains. These are lightweight, custom, and made to order just for you. The bulletproof photo shield. What looks like a simple picture hanging on the wall is actually a level 3 plus protective shield. Multi-hit ballistic nanotechnology. It is art that can literally save your life. So please join me and the team here from the Regular Joe Show, and please go to ArmorUpfitters.com. Use code Regular Joe to get your 10% discount today.
Well, hello there, and welcome, Joe Giganti, Regular Joe, with you. No, just talking with Edward here. I want to bring him back on. It's a short segment. I just didn't want to cut you off because we're up against the break. But you're saying, look, and I think this is a fair question for anyone, again, running for office, whether it's to replace someone retiring, whether it's an open seat, no matter what, the question of staffers, because people are policy, right, Edward? And we talk about term limits for the elected officials, but the bureaucrats, the staffers, don't get those term limits. And what happens often is people go to Washington, they're looking for staff, leadership's like, well, here's this guy, he worked for your predecessor, and they think, well, gosh, he knows the ropes. But what's the inherent problem? Of course, they bring the same mess with them that they had in the previous role.
Well, absolutely, and basically, they are not conservative, either one of them. And I don't want their thought and ideology infecting our new congressperson. I don't want them so much as bringing either, you know, our new representative coffee in the morning. And we need a fresh start. And two of the three candidates, I believe there's three.
There's three.
I don't have any concerns about, but I've got a concern about Roth. I think he's just going to be another uniparty member.
Well, and I look, and we're up against the break. I appreciate the call, Edward. I think it's a well-founded concern. Everything he's done thus far has only encouraged people to think that way, not discouraged it.
The Regular Joe Show.